I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Katie Kelsey, welcome back. Tell us about your weekend. You were a lone parent for 24 hours. How'd it go?
Oh, you had to babysit the kids.
Yeah, I had to overnight babysit my children.
Tell us, I was whining and dining across the country, working way harder than you. What's your remark to that, camera three?
Both kids woke up at 1:30 a.m. screaming. I had to collect them both, put them in my bed, try to nurse one while the other one was screaming and kicking the other child.
And they wanted their dad, probably, right? That's the main thing they wanted.
Yeah. Yep. They were like, daddy, daddy. Yeah.
You said that?
And what'd you say? Yeah. Wait, you said that? Or?
Oh, it was kind of like this right here.
Wow, what a start. We have a great episode for you guys. Please, give us 5 stars. Give Katie 5 stars for being a great mom. Oh, no. Yeah, that's someone left a bad review and she's losing it. Give us 5 stars. Like, subscribe. Go comment on YouTube. We want to hear from you. And let's have a great episode. Sit back, relax, roll music.
Correct opinion.
I flew out for just a quick 24-hour trip, had a gig, all good, but it's so...
Where was your gig?
Outside of Chicago.
Nice.
Catholic part, I learned.
Really?
Ever been?
Catholic part of Chicago, no.
I did a gig outside of there once, and they were small talking to me. I was like, yeah, I played this city, and they're like, oh, were they Jewish? I was like, yeah. I was like, what are you guys? Like, we're Catholic over here. I was like, okay.
Wow, it's like by religion there.
No, I guess.
It's kind of like Phoenix. You say, I went to Phoenix, and they go, what part? You say, Gilbert. They go, oh,
whoa.
Yeah. A lot of bikes and suits. Yeah, a lot of babysitters.
it was good, but I was, quick trip, and it's always, women love to do this. They love to just, I wake up 7 a.m., heading to the airport, text 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m., both kids up crying. Took me an hour to get them back. Total nightmare. Just give me update. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but she's got
to know.
I have to know right then?
Because didn't that set you up for a good picture of what you were coming home to?
It was like, you talk about your heart sinking. You wake up, you go, all right, one night, surely I'll fly right home. I'll be home by 11 a.m. It'd be nice, right? And you wake up to that and I was like, I booked another gig. They want me to stay another night.
I'm doing mass. I have to do mass. Like,
it was just like a one-off. I mean, because when you went on your trip a week ago or whatever, we did 3 nights. It was fine. It was just like one of those.
I know. It was a lot, but it's funny. You can't, you could maybe, when I called you on the way to the airport, you could have told me then. You're like, no, at 1:45, I'm going to blow up his phone.
Yeah.
You were probably like, I hope this wakes him up, maybe.
Yeah, I wanted you to be part of
all
it.
All four
with
of us be
you
awake.
Start calling me. What's wrong? It sucks over here.
The kids are screaming. Listen.
That's
listen.
Actually, I should have
like
just
at a concert.
Called.
Like a listen to this.
I should have called you and like given Thomas the phone and be like, talk to Dad.
Yeah.
let's compare gigs. How was yours? Because I did mine in South Dakota this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Mine was good. I played a country club. Outside of Chicago.
Oh, that's right. And this is not like country, like a barn. This is like a...
No, like...
Golf.
Rich.
Yes.
They ran a nice event. It was... They filled the little ballroom there.
Yeah.
I did my thing. And it was great. They're all very nice.
Yeah.
I...
How'd the crowd compare to your normal crowd? Older, younger... liberal,
older, country older. Club. You look around, you see a handful of like,
oxygen tanks,
octogenarians.
Okay, good word.
What?
And you start to be like, I don't know if
Georgia Tech doesn't know that word.
No.
Oh yeah, sorry. Oh,
I don't know. 80 a lot of words
is everything. Right now. There's some numbers with you.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's cosine.
Uh-huh.
Cosine. What are the other two?
Tangent.
What's the other one? Katie.
Pisces.
Sine, cosine, sine, and tangent.
Good.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
That's correct.
I kind of want to keep doing this. What's the quadratic formula?
The opposite of B. The opposite of B.
The opposite of B.
But you say it twice.
The opposite of B. The opposite of B.
That's gotta throw you off.
I don't know. Plus or minus B square root. Oh, I don't remember.
Kinda. Yeah.
I don't remember at all.
Okay.
What was yours to the tune of? Did we all memorize a different song for
X equals?
Mine was to Pop Goes the Weasel, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
X is equal to the opposite of B plus or minus the square root.
Okay, I was
B squared minus 4AC all over
2A.
Yeah, come on, you let's got go, Yellow Jacket.
Wow. I can't remember what month it is.
That just came to you. What was your specialty?
You know, I was talking to my friend about this the other day. I loved Calculus 1. I mean, probably my favorite class ever.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Tell us about it.
Couldn't tell you anything about it.
Why'd you like it so much? Cute boys. That's typical Calculus.
Mr. McJohnson was the teacher.
I don't know. TA. I guess that's where you learn all the integrals, derivatives, all of that. I thought it was
go fun. Off, math girl.
Yeah.
But I could not do it. Someone was saying that the other day, like a double integral equation or something like that. I'm like, not in the slightest bit couldn't figure that out right
if
now.
We were to retake the ACT, math would be the hardest to succeed in it. Now.
I did that for fun with a buddy a few years
ago. Yeah, when was that?
It was like, at this point, that
it was like 2018 or 19.
Yeah.
And I did. I got 8 points lower on my math.
Yeah, it's tough to keep up.
English was only like 2 points lower.
Yeah, you'd think, if anything, we're getting better at English.
I know. But some of those little tricky, comma or not? No, you fall out of sorts with that.
What was that? Oh, we were watching Love is Blind, and one of the comments that the guy said was that he was good at reading, but not good at comprehending.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite lines so far. We're finally catching up on Love is Blind, and the guy said, quote, "I'm a really good reader, I'm bad at comprehending." Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, right? You know,
okay. So he's been taught how to read.
So you go, okay, you're a really good reader, right? Well, prove it. What did it say? He's like, well, that's the problem.
I just told you.
I can't, but take my word for it. I read every word really fast. I just don't know
So he said I'd have to read it over a few times before I could like tell you what it said.
I saw like a TikTok this week, and it was like a guy trying to figure out the tip, but the caption was like, the pressure's on for the guy who says he's smart but not a good test taker. And like now he's in a situation where he has to figure out the tip. And it was so funny. He's got his calculator pulled out, and you see at one point it says negative $900. It's like he's scrambling trying to figure out.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's just all time. Tess, don't get me started on that. But bad test taker. I remember when we first started dating, this is probably a little too much, but I think you were talking about some friend or someone like, well, the score was this, but they're a bad test taker. I was like, no, that's not how that works. They're dumb.
Whoa.
Can you imagine if people came to my shows and they left? Like, what was that nightmare? And I just would, after every show, I would post my story. Thanks for coming out. As you guys know, I'm funny. I'm just a bad performer.
I'm just a bad comedian.
Yeah. I just, when it's time to perform, I can't, I just blah. But trust me, I'm funny. And people go, all right.
Oh, no.
We'll keep following you.
I'm hilarious. I'm just not a good like joke teller.
Yeah.
It's not my format. Sorry.
That's not just for everybody. Something about that, you know. You're like, be funny. I'm like, blah.
That is, I mean, should I be like practicing math? I mean, one day we're going to have to help our children with this.
Pythagorean theorem. What is it?
No.
Something about a triangle.
All right. This is like the ABCs of math.
Right. Yeah. What's the ABCs?
that was like a little hint. A little hint.
It's the same melody as Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah. No, there's no song for this one. Just the ABCs. ABC, remember?
ABC.
Pythagorean theorem.
Well, that is really sad. I can't recall things.
Pythagoras.
Yeah, the
he
the
said
old,
if you teach a man to fish.
Pythagoras. He was like the old pedophile.
Yeah.
If you teach a man to fish.
Pedastry is what they called it. Yeah, if you teach a man to fish, if you teach a man to fish, it'll catch him for years.
A little lost on this part, but
what?
What's that saying?
If you lead
take a man
to water,
you give a mouse a cookie and penny earned.
take a lead a horse to water and might teach him how to fish. Pythagoras said that.
I was going for a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
That's a
Trey, long. You were going for, I think it's a, I miss, it's yeah, a common
confuse
phrase
them with
like how to teach someone.
I confuse them with Aristotle.
Aristotle.
Yeah, Aristotle, Plato. I mean, there were some of the greats. Mm.
Aristotle, what did you say?
Aristotle or Aristotle? Which one would you say?
I said Aristotle.
Like the apostles. Yeah, that's how you grub shelter. Aristotle. Like, Aristotle.
You want to go to Hollister? Aristotle
Paul.
Aristotle.
He would also say Hollister.
Aristotle Peter.
Yeah.
Abercrombie, sure,
Aristotle,
sure
Hollister,
the
breadcrumb and fish.
Yeah. You were not allowed to go to Abercrombie. That's
but no, legit. Someone had told me that's how you say it, though. Aristotle. What would y'all say? Aristotle?
I feel like in Stratford, we'd say Aristotle.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And then we were told, like, hey, you country boys, you're saying
Derek,
it wrong.
Can you look up the pronunciation, please?
I've always said Aristotle.
Fancy clothing store? Aristotle?
Yeah. Aristotle.
We said Aristotle.
I think that's right. Aristotle.
What a
so, like,
weird store name.
Just barely.
Overall, that's a weird name. Are they around?
I have no clue. Hope they're doing well.
Oh, let's, you know right, what? Listen, I think listen, they listen. Turned into Airy.
Listen to this.
Oh, did it really? Internet. Rachel
it turned into
Aristotle.
Oh.
Aristotle.
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 Nice.
Aristotle.
He's saying that.
Isn't that what it is? I think that they turned right, into that.
So
country.
It's not Aristotle.
now I need to know.
What are we rocking today? This looks like a new shirt. What is this?
Oh, a little simple tee. Okay. Are you struggling? Be honest.
Yeah. The specialist said he's never seen
your
anything
wife.
Quite.
Oh.
Or what
Who's
were you asking
specialist?
About?
Listen, as my life goes on, I just want to wear nice clothes. I don't want to be overcomplicated. So I have.
Yes. I'm struggling with my clothing.
Yes.
Yes.
I got plugged in with a True Classic. Have you heard of this?
Oh,
Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been a fan of theirs for many years.
You're rocking True Classic?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's,
Derek.
They've got it, any guy, listen, we all know a guy in our life. Maybe you're dating him, maybe it's your friend, maybe it's you.
Me and
you're like, this guy shows up and you're like, you think that matches? You just don't know. And because you don't care, right? Or maybe you truly don't know. True Classic, go on to trueclassic.com and you're going to find very affordable but premium feel soft. Feel me? Touch
feeling,
me.
Feeling how soft? Really soft.
Look how clean this this button up is.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
Anyway, they sent me pants. They got it all. I got a nice sweater. They
have
trusted,
like sports stuff too, right? They
yep.
like moisture wicking stuff.
They have best selling. They have t-shirts, hoodies, jeans.
Oh, I forgot to mention, True Classic has 3, 6, and 12 packs of shirts, right, Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a game changer. So we have an offer for you guys. Whether you're bundling up for the cold or getting ready for spring, level up your style with clothes that actually fit right. Just go to my exclusive link at trueclassic.com/Trey. That is right. trueclassic.com/Trey. Shop now and elevate your wardrobe today. Derek loves it. I love it. Jake, you're going to love it. You're going to look handsome, dude.
Well, yippee.
Gig was good, though. You know, it's comparable crowd and went fine, you know, for a private gig. It no complaints.
Yeah.
Went smooth. They're ready. It was just funny that it was very intimate. I showed up and they're just like, hang out with, eat dinner with us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. And then I was like, when's the show? Like, when's the show? Like, whenever you walk.
Whenever
up,
you
literally.
Stand up,
yeah.
The show starts.
And so I just did it. And then afterwards hung out a little more and there it was. They sent me back. It was really cute. They're like, it's the Trey Kennedy comedy night. So the menu was like Kansas City ribs.
Okay. Oh. That's nice.
Wow.
Which I got to, I was like, I'd already eaten. So they show up. And as you can imagine, the main booker was a big fan. It was a very motherly figure. And she's like, you're not going to, you got to eat. I was like, I already ate. She's like, okay.
Oh,
well,
come on.
All right. Daryl, we'll send you to go. We'll send you some ribs to go, which was actually great because it was a delicious meal back in my hotel room. And
did you have a stage or were you ground level with them all?
I was stage. I had a stage.
Okay.
Yeah, ground level stuff, huh?
Yeah. Did that a few weeks ago.
But it was a good gig. Came right on home. Nice, easy.
Just to clarify, Airy is American Eagle, not to be confused.
Mm.
American
Interesting.
Eagle. American Eagle came with Airy.
Okay.
How's your gig?
Dude, as far as private gigs go, it's about as good as it can go.
Good?
It was a big church. Thursday night, they had 800, and then it was double gig. Friday night, same church, same talk and everything, it had 1,100.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was like I did so really, two theater shows.
They weren't messing around.
It was
hot
like
crowds?
Good crowds. Yeah. Yeah. For a Thursday and Friday night.
You did 30 minutes, the same 30 both nights?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I did. So I was in Sioux Falls and I did some like anti-Fargo material on like just because I think they kind of like are rival cities. I peaked immediately.
Yeah.
It never got that loud again. Once like, I got done with my Fargo stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And then they're like, the rest of the. I mean, I would go to the lobby afterwards and they were like, dude, the Fargo stuff. So true. And like, I don't know. I'm just like kind of guessing. I'm just dogging on Fargo. Like, dude, you nailed it though.
You
like,
nailed
they do suck there.
They suck. They're all white people up there.
I called Fargo the turkey bacon of cities. I was like, it's like a good town.
Oh, they like that.
If you've never had anything else, and they were just loving it. They loved it. Yeah, I said a bunch of other stuff. But so
fantastic.
It was great. It was fun.
Yeah, private gigs. You gotta do some local stuff. You gotta do the crowd work. They love, like I was feeling a lull, so I just kind of started being like, oh, who are you, whatever, there. I started just roasting some chick. Mm-hmm. And I loved it, you know. And I was like, yeah, you just got to do that a little bit sometimes.
I took a little bit of a chance on the Thursday night show, because it's like, it's right at the beginning. I want to do my like kind of local stuff. And so Sioux Falls, they really do have like, they have so many banks and fitness centers. And like, I confirmed this with like some locals. And so I was like, oh, easy joke. So I said, like, I've been walking around all day. And every 10 feet, I mean, there is either a bank or a fitness center. And I was like, I can't wait to see who shows up tonight. These have got to be the wealthiest, most in shape people in the world. I said, and then as you guys walked in, and I was like, I hope they laugh at that. They should,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Right? You know, I'm just like, I am insulting them. But luckily, they loved it. You know, and I was like, what's going on here? And they were
funny.
Yeah, they were like really good sports about it. But I was like, this is pretty risky 30 seconds in.
Yeah,
to
right?
just say,
right.
You're all overweight.
You're yeah. fat and bored. My mistake, triplet.
Thank you. Fargo sucks.
It's gonna be a good. Gonna be a good time. Yeah, nice. We came right home to a wife whom I love and who treated me great. This is a great weekend.
Good flights.
Good flights.
I had been
easy.
Yeah, to the airport forever until the last 2 weeks.
Nice and smooth for me. Yep. Really enjoyed myself, and then. Dude, you talk about the people don't, you know, visualize doing the road where it's like, all right, I got a show at 7 o'clock. I'm out of bed at, I slept in to 8:45. What do I do for 10 hours?
Yeah.
In Sioux Falls, you know, especially solo. I'm just solo in and out. So I land in Chicago at, you don't want to cut it too close. So I land at like 1:30. You kind of like, all right, nice. Get to my hotel, get settled in. I'll take a little shower. All right, it's 2:30. I have to be there at 6:30, and I just, I had so much time. I Ubered all the way into town to get a fun dinner some friends recommended that was 3 p.m. on a Friday, packed. Dang it. So I got another Uber. No, now we're hitting rush hour traffic. I mean, I sat in Ubers for an hour and a half, finally found a nice dinner, took my time for an hour and a half, looked up. I still had an hour and a half to kill. And so I just Ubered
so
near the venue and went to a little bar and grill and just like sat there for 30 minutes. And then I went.
It's just it's so interesting how different our lives have become.
I was so bored.
Trey is like, I'm bored and I'm just spending money. That's just why I'm trying to break even on this day.
Like, yeah. I have just way too much time. I guess I'll just go eat the nicest meal I can find. Take a long shower.
And I might go to a couple restaurants to make sure I find one I really like.
Yeah.
I'll Uber a few.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
walked into one. Don't look. It's too dimly lit in here.
Uh-huh. The next one. Too bright.
30-minute Uber to the next one.
Yeah. I think what did I eat? What did I eat Friday night?
Oh, this would be good. So let me walk you through what I had. Friday night, I sat down. One of my dear friends, I said, this might be one of our favorite dinners we've ever had in the Chicago area. It was in Ukrainian Village. And I sit down. And it's, Katie, have you been, you know what's going on with Ukraine?
Yes.
Oh, what are the updates?
It's bad.
War. Good. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. I think you're ready for a dinner party.
I think I am too.
Yeah, just there was some very notable stuff that happened recently, and I'm willing to bet you have no clue, and that's because you are a busy mother.
I have not looked at the news recently.
The guy who he went on after me, and he was more of like, he was very funny, but also was doing more of like the marriage conference type stuff. I will say he did like a bit on Friday, the day all the Oval Office stuff did. And it was so good. I was like, dude, you have to clip this and post this. Like, let me help you go viral right now.
Yeah, really?
It was so good. He was like, I don't know if you guys saw the Zelensky thing, but he's like, I just couldn't help but think. He's like, Donald Trump was me to my kids after Disney World. He's like, would it kill you to be grateful? I spent $350 billion. Can you say thank you for Disney World?
That's great.
It was so good. The crowd was on fire.
I'll tell you what, you're not in a good position. You're not in a good position. Without me, you'd be nowhere. You'd be dead in 2 weeks. You'd be dead in 2 weeks without me.
It was something about him not wearing a suit.
Yep.
Yeah, so look what you're wearing. Yeah.
That's funny. That's a great bit. I've loved the memes of someone like Photoshops in a table of like Risk. It's like me to the game.
He's like, you don't have the cards. With me, you have the cards. With me, you do. Without me, you're in a terrible position.
By the way, if you're wondering,
President Ukraine showed up to the Oval Office and Trump was just like, can you even say thank you? Get out of here. Would you scram? It was just, I don't know. It's just, but you know, we don't see that from a president a lot.
I checked back to see if my new friend had gone viral because I was so confident it would.
He did clip and post it.
He did. So I went to his Instagram. First of all, it was private. I was like, that's going to make things tough. That's going to be tricky. When he did accept my follow request, I saw that he posted it to his story. So I that's on me.
I'd be confident in that bit, man.
I think it was, he just didn't know.
Was he an elderly guy?
He's like, he's got a daughter in college, a son in high school. So probably 40s.
He's a local guy.
No, Branson guy, actually.
Okay.
We had 1,000 mutual
friends. He's in his groove in Branson. He's like, this social media stuff, I'm not.
I know, yeah. I got him almost there. I didn't lead him to drink. He was the horse.
Teach a man to drink.
You have to teach him to fish.
I have to teach him how to drink.
A man to drink.
And fish. And fish.
I do think if my career ever, you know, falls, just disappears, which I twice a year I think is going to happen, I really would like to track down guys like that or any truly funny guys. I'm like, help, let me just, I'll 10x your following.
Yeah.
You're just so many little things you're not doing.
Yeah.
Trying is one of them. And
yeah, trying for 3 weeks straight. Mm-hmm. That's the tough part.
Dude, I'm not going to name names, but I see some comedians. They're like going, like actively going viral on like Instagram, and you go to your Facebook and they like don't have one.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You're like, dude, there's so many people on Facebook. Did you know that? Billions.
Yeah.
Billions and billions. But what were we talking about? Ukraine. Oh, I was in Ukrainian village. This is my dinner. See, I like to weave. I weave, right? I weave. I come back. I sat down. I ordered a nice glass of Pet Nat.
With orange?
One of my favorite.
I don't know what that is.
No, it's an ancestral method of making wine. And.
Wow.
Ew. Okay.
It's going. A sparkling.
You as in like your...
I had that with 6 oysters. Delicious. And then had a nice little...
Where are they from?
Brunswick. Brunfield. New Brunfield, New Brunswick. New Braunfels, Texas.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston.
They're underneath the big slides.
Yeah, barnacles.
And then I had a nice little second course of a fried perch.
Is that a fish?
Nice little delicate fish, few bites, and then a main course of a duck breast over some homemade sauerkraut, Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
With that, I had a nice oaked Chardonnay. I got the tab, and what'd you have for dinner Friday?
Duck breast.
You know, I actually just remembered that Friday was Thomas's birthday.
Mm-hmm. You were gone.
So... Which was funny to tell the people at the gig. That, of course, you have kids. How are they? I was like, my two-year-old turned 2 today, which in my dad brain, I was just simply like, that's kind of fun, right? And they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? They're like, cancel the gig. I was like, no, it's fine. I was like, I was with them all morning. And
no, he's 2. He doesn't
do the party.
No.
Yeah, he also doesn't. He doesn't even know I'm his dad.
They don't get that till they're like 8.
Daddy, but I mean, does it?
Well, I texted a couple of friends very last minute, and I had a couple of people meet us at Chick-fil-A.
Friday night?
For Friday nights for Thomas' birthday. What did you have there? I had some waffle fries and about half of a salad before we had to go.
You know, you could set out the kid's toy for an ice cream cone if you're ever feeling crazy.
I forgot about that because I actually got him ice cream for his birthday. For his birthday, I was like, you can have ice cream.
Yep.
And I bought it and I could have changed out the toy.
Well, at least you have the toys.
Well, that comes out
of your budget.
But it was actually really cute. He was so excited, and he really liked when he got saying happy birthday to at his party. So we requested it again. So the couple of friends there, we sang happy birthday in Chick-fil-A. And he was just like, so excited.
You talk about, Katie was like, I was like, Friday night. What are you going to maybe have some friends over? I'll put up a bottle of wine. What are we thinking? She's like, I'm gonna meet some friends at Chick-fil-A and go to bed. I was like,
That's nice too.
That's how old Friday night at Chick-fil-A is. You're in it.
You are in it.
You are in it. But it was fun. It's cute.
It was cute.
I was carrying him down the stairs. I fell down the stairs. So we have a weekly, our weekly Bible study.
You're not really a clumsy guy.
I'm not. Thank you. Our weekly Bible study, we have a bunch of people come over. Everyone has kids now. So we have three teenage girls sit in our basement here and watch the kids while we like do our thing.
Dang, good ratio.
It's a great system. Yes, we like it. These girls are great, nice young ladies. They called me Mr. Kennedy, which...
You asked them to.
No, I did not, is the problem. You're like, whoa. I say I'm twice their age. But they were behind me. I was just carrying them down to the basement. All right, we're going down with your friends, Thomas. You're going to play with your friend. Just the last step, just out of a cartoon, whoop, down.
You're in socks, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like
it.
Yeah,
we just got the house clean and mopped.
Oh, well, that'll
they
teach
did
you.
Too good a job.
I did notice you had two left foot socks on.
I did notice. Where are my socks? Listen, we all have our roles. Katie does the laundry. I have zero left. Those are two out of your drawer. Thank God you got these big old feet that we can share socks. You sock stealing Sasquatch. I love you. And
okay.
I ate it. And Thomas starts
crying. Good ball protection? I mean, you keep
them. That's what I was pretty sure, but I don't know. I looked down. The only clue I had, he had shoes on. One, he blew a shoe. So okay. I'm like, oh no, that's why he's crying. I look out there. It does look like he maybe got a little banged up on his foot, but he's all right.
And what about you?
I was fine. It really wasn't too bad, but it's just.
It's mostly your like pride.
I was. So
in front of the teenagers?
Yeah, no. My reaction is like, I don't care at all, right? Like you get to that age, I'm not embarrassed. But then I thought of the girl's reaction. And picture when you're 15, and if you saw that this ancient person in your head, the super old guy, fall. I mean, in your head, you're like, did he break something?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that old man fell down.
I hope he has his will intact.
Oh my God.
He's going to die any day.
And they're like, he must be humiliated. And so then I thought of that.
You're overcompensating.
And now I got embarrassed.
No, I'm cool.
No, I'm good.
I'm not embarrassed.
I'm good. I got up and did like
it's no problem.
I did like, you know, when like guys like drop down and do a spin up. I tried to like,
you twirl.
I can fall cool. Yeah. But I got secondhand embarrassment for myself. Is that
from
that
their point of view?
Right.
Oh, so
they were just like, are you okay?
Oh, Mr.
And
K.
You know, they're for months, you know, I'm pretty sure they know. Oh, yeah, we have confirmed. They know, you know, my situation. So they probably know their friend. Yeah, we babysit for that TikTok guy.
Yeah.
He fell down the stairs and crushed his son.
He can't walk.
Well, that's because Thomas kept saying the rest of the night, Daddy fell, crushed me.
He loves story time. So he'll say, Daddy fall, bonk, crush me.
Yeah, that's how he says it.
Crush me.
Cry.
He does say that at the end.
Made me cry.
Good storytelling. I feel like I was there.
I had a nightmare scenario at Smoothie King with teenagers. So I
go for it.
I went to go order it, and there was a car in front of me that ordered, and they drove away. And then I pull up, and then I hear over the speaker, "Did you order the
Rainbow Priss?
Yeah, something like that.
Pie, skibbity."
And I said, "No, I didn't order that." And all of a sudden, I hear, "I wasn't talking to you."
Like, oh my gosh.
So, you just feel this big. Sorry.
Yeah, 6-year-old. So then my wife sent me an order to get her a blueberry smoothie, which I said, can I get a slim blueberry smoothie, 20 ounce? And then she said, do you mean the slim and trim? So just the whole ordering experience is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I go up. She doesn't say hi or anything like that. And it was like a 16, 17-year-old terrifying girl.
They're the scariest people on the planet. I pulled up to our neighborhood ice cream shop last night to get a little Katie and myself something. And as I pulled up, like 12 electric bikes were like pulling out.
It's a gang.
And it was just a bunch of teenage kids. And it's unbelievable how much I was like, thank God I just messed up. Like,
I was like, if I walked into all, I don't know, but if I walked in and there's 12 teenagers in there, I would have just been like, oh, wrong place. So, you know, I would have left. It's a terrifying
what on earth
set of people. It is. I just would have fallen down probably.
You crushed something. Yeah. I went to the Chipotle by your guys' house today. As soon as I got there, I went into the restroom and no one was there when I went in. When I left the restroom, apparently lunch has just gotten out at the local high school because now I am sandwiched. Like eight teenagers got there before me. Oh, no. Eight have come in after me. Oh. And it feels like I'm in the lunch line of just like I am at Shawnee Mission
East.
They
can all leave and go to Chipotle for lunch?
Yeah.
What? You didn't leave for high school for lunch senior year?
No.
You couldn't do that?
We couldn't either.
You were not allowed to, no.
Yeah, we couldn't either, yeah. but it does exist. Yeah, in Kansas City.
Seniors could.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
I did once illegally, and I was really scared. And I brought my own lunch and just ate what I brought.
So she got caught. She's like, technically, I didn't.
Wait, where am I?
Where?
Whoa, I thought I was in the cafeteria.
He abducted me.
I'm eating my normal lunch. That's weird.
Wow.
That's nice of you. Still being a role.
Where'd
follower.
You go?
Well, I wasn't eating, so I didn't choose. My friends wanted to eat at the gas station.
Nice. Oh yeah. Let's get some tornado rolls. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember when I had a buddy who could drive at the end of our freshman year of high school.
That's
he was
nice.
Old for his age.
Yeah, wow. He's dumb.
It's like the last 2 weeks of school. Yeah, I was like, let's do it. Talked him into it. We went to Sonic. We raced to Sonic down the street.
Sonic's
we're like looking
great.
Around.
Yeah.
Coconut water. Just throw it in. Hurry.
And they don't hurry at Sonic.
No.
Dude, I thought of you this weekend because I remember you used to always talk about like, yeah, it's one thing that sucks about being on the road is it's so hard to eat healthy. Mm. I never knew what that meant.
Especially in Sioux Falls.
I didn't even understand the sentence. But yeah, this was a thing where it's like, this church is kind of taking me in. So they're making sure like, dude, I got to take you to this like breakfast spot. We're going to the original pancake house.
Yeah.
You're gonna I got to take you to this lunch spot, you know, and it's great. They're treating me to all these meals, but I think on Friday I had 20,000 carbs.
You gotta try. It's my favorite. It's the Big Biscuit Lover Cafe, dude. All they serve is big biscuits.
It's yeah,
the BBL Cafe.
It's biscuits, and on the inside it's pasta. You're gonna love
it. It's so good, dude. It's so good.
Yeah. You can eat it for all three meals.
You can deep fry it if you want. Yeah. Oh, that is. Tough when you're really on a mission, and I guess the really healthy dudes just straight up stand up for themselves when they're like
say
the,
no,
like here's a eat. It's big old thing of mashed potatoes and baby back ribs, and you're just gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna scrape the sauce off the ribs and not eat the potato. You're just like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah,
or even as a guy, yes, it's hard to be a guy. You go to when I was really in it. There's like a couple times I'd be at a even with good friends or any kind of. Random, just out to lunch. Guys go, I'll take a club burger, whatever. And you're like, I'll take the salad with the side, and everyone just,
not this.
And they don't let you live. Like, come on, man. People get upset. It's tough,
dude. I meant to send you guys all a picture. I got to stay in the same hotel we were at there last summer. The hotel that's like the old bank.
Yeah, cool.
Pretty cool hotel.
Go to the vault.
Went in the vault. Looked around. Also, fitness center on the second floor.
Oh, you get out.
Got a little pump in.
How are we doing on our mission? Staying locked in?
Derek, how are we doing?
Yeah. I took my before picture and buying stuff today.
Heard that before.
Yep.
Today. Come on. He's busy.
I mean, yeah. So do you have something lined up like Facebook Marketplace?
Just don't pry, man.
I was hoping there was. All right, you're buying stuff today.
From Costco, we did buy the mats to work out on, but I think I said that last update. So
we get the mats.
Got the mats.
Yeah. He's been testing out. He goes out there and takes a nap on them.
Yeah, this should hold me.
You can do body weight work on mats.
Yeah. You can do lunges. Okay. But no, it's going well. Still working out all the time. Worked out first thing this morning.
You're working every morning.
It's yeah.
Wow.
It's best. Get it done in the morning.
It's the best.
Just to know it's done.
How early are you working out?
Yeah.
Not that early. It's more like probably between. I get to the gym between 8 and 9 a.m. Kind of nice. It's when like the people who have real jobs are just now leaving.
Right.
Yeah. I just get to crank out everything I need to do really quickly.
I just set up. I got a ski erg.
It seems like something like a bar would have. Like on Thursdays, everyone, you know, it's $12
ski erg shot. You ever seen that? It's the thing where you like. yank down the cables like you're skiing, like a cardio.
I have kind of seen that. Yeah, workout. It's good.
I'm excited. I like it. Yeah. And it's one of the high rocks workouts. I do high rocks.
I was telling Trey this earlier.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate those.
I was just like, we had to run by Nike really quick, get something. And he was like, man, I need to come back because, you know, like I do high rocks. And I was like, you know, I wish I had your confidence, like the confidence to be like, I do something. You're not even signed up for one. And you might not even get in it until or ever do one.
You know what I heard?
I might not get in it. You just pay money and you go. What do you mean?
They fill up really fast.
Ooh. One thing about me, high rocks teach a speed.
I just am not. No,
there's
that
a local high rocks class and I'm going to go and you're going to come with me and watch. And every time I pass, I'm going to go, see?
You walk around saying, I do high rocks. You've never done a high rocks before.
I am high rocks.
Here's my takeaway. That sentence started with, I wish I had your confidence.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
It is. Yeah. It's good. It's not a bad quality.
But. I do high rocks. So what is it about the Nike store?
Oh, he was just being, he just thought there was cool stuff in there. Okay. So he wants to go buy some more workout clothes and he needs them because he does high rocks.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I did. You do like three workouts and there's like this baby little like paper thin tank that said Nike on it. I was like, that'd be good to work out in.
Probably fill that up.
Yeah, and you're like, in your head, you're like, that'll look cool. You see, like, my muscles, and you put it on, and you just, I look like a...
You look like
a
you
drawing
did.
Drawing a two-year-old make of a guy. It's just, like, no line. It's just round. And
you look like you did in that purple shirt you wore the other day to work out at home.
Hold this. All right. Let's do... Can we do a... It's been a while. Can we do a Judge Jake, please?
You may.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes, there's please. Your gavel right there.
Oh, great.
Got it. Judge Jake. We're back with Sorry, Judge Jake. This beautiful segment. We have can we do a double whammy? We have two deals here.
Great.
Course first session. And foremost, a nice quick hitter here. This shirt is cool. I walked out into our little garage gym. This is what you're doing. We had all four of us out there. Let's try to see if Katie and I can get a workout in. I'm like, okay, we'll throw on clothes. I walk out. First thing she says is, that's a feminine shirt, which I didn't appreciate. And this is a shirt I bought a while ago that I think I personally put it on. I'm like, I look kind of cool in this. It's kind of, I look like I work out. I look lean. It's a cool color.
Katie, have you seen this shirt before? Or is this your first time seeing it?
Yeah, I saw it before because it's been in my drawer for a while.
With the socks.
Who put it in there?
Me, because I wore it when I was pregnant.
Hmm. So. It is tough. When, like, your mother-in-law's in town and she helps with laundry and some of your items she puts in her drawer.
Okay, I actually was going to bring that up. I think both of us, like, they've also put some of my stuff in yours. We both.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about us.
What do you own that they think could be Trey's besides shoes?
I don't know, like these pants or something like that. Like, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Some sweatpants, I feel like, end up on his.
All right, look. Tell me.
That's a pretty funny picture.
Yeah, do y'all like the shirt? 26% said, bro, it's fire. That's not bad.
74% said, it's a lady's shirt, maybe.
I mean, it's just right. Something about the cut is very feminine.
The cut? Really? Mm. The cut looks like a normal t-shirt to me.
Is it not flattering?
Oh, the sleeves. Is it not flattering on me?
I don't... Like, I remember when you first got it a couple years ago and you wore it, and I didn't think that, but...
Oh, no.
Maybe so you're...
So it's me.
Maybe you're getting more masculine. And so the things that used to fit on you, right, now, they don't fit.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you do
it.
High rocks.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Judge. I accept that sentence.
Congrats on your masculinity.
Thank you. This is a little more serious one. I come home, you know, from a gig, exhausted.
Yeah, because you had all that food.
Yep. There was so many different Ubers. My back hurt. No, I come home. We're hanging. And it was a long week because Eva was sick. Some long nights, particularly for Katie. You know, we're balancing, right? She stay up with her. I try to let her sleep in. It's been a long week. Get to the weekend. And Katie's struggling. She's done. But we're sitting there hanging out. And it's Sunday. It's like a nice day of rest, right?
Sabbath. Okay.
Let's put our phone, you know, we're like, phones are up. We're just going to hang. And so, like, great, we're just going to hang with my family. And after a little bit, I'm realizing hanging with my family means, you know, kind of stare at these kids while my wife doesn't even look my way at all. And I'm trying to kind of maybe talk, not getting much back. I kind of go, hey, maybe, could we talk? Could we could you act like you want to converse with me? She's like, what? We're talking. I was like, come, can we talk, please? And then she kind of snapped. She's like, oh my gosh, stop talking. Relax with you is the worst. We don't always have to talk. It's the worst. I'm trying to relax. She's like, talk to me. I don't want to. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I do Hyrox.
Somebody talk to me that way. And I felt like, you know what? I disagree. I think we should talk constantly all the time. That's my story.
Mm-hmm. I also lean towards, I am the talker in the relationship. We thought it was funny during premarital counseling, very old fashioned, very much like, all right, fellas, one thing you need to know. Ladies, I mean, they just want to talk. And yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, I get paid to talk. Rachel gets paid to listen.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty blanket statement. So Katie, can you maybe explain your side?
Like you said, it was just fine. It was just a long week in the parent world of not really a lot of sleep. So, you know, I was looking forward to being at home with Trey on Sunday because he had been gone the day before. Just us four at home. We've also had a lot of visitors and stuff like that. So I'm like, awesome. We have a day just at home, the four of us. We can just relax, watch our kids play, just relax, not have to do anything. And I just, every few minutes, just, are you going to talk? What? Why aren't you talking to me? Do you not like being around me? Are you? And I was like, I do not want to be around you right now. That is accurate. If you are going to, I was like, can we not just relax? Can we not be in silent or just like talk when something comes up? We don't have to force it. And I did a little monologue and stormed off. So.
In the end, you got what you wanted. You got some alone time.
Too much to ask? Does that sound nice?
Did you have something in mind? You're like, hey, let's talk about.
I was like, can we talk about. I was like, I tried to be like.
The Chiefs just franchise tagged Trey Smith.
Let's yeah.
Talk about it.
I tried a couple things. I'd be like, she'd be like, yeah. I'm like, just come on. Your turn. Talk. There's nothing flowing, man.
How do you guys debrief your days? Because this is where Rachel and I are also very different. I could tell Rachel, I could talk for 20 minutes and I could tell her every single thing that happened to me. I would gladly do it. It's my third podcast of the day when I get home and talk to Rachel. Mm-hmm. And I ask her, I mean, she's been all day elementary school counselor. Who knows how many things happened to her? How's your day? You know, pretty good. You want to watch Severance? I'm like, you're okay? Like,
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm like,
are you severed? I'm your husband. Hello. Talk.
That's where we're opposite. I tell every single detail, like explaining a day, and he just what he does is I say, "How's your day?" He says, "Good." And about 2 hours later, he goes, "You know, you didn't really ask about."
Oh, really?
And I'd be like, "I asked you how your day was."
You're making me sound a lot worse than I am. To be honest, I sound like a lunatic.
Sound like a lunatic.
That was funny. That's old school. You know, these women, they're always, you know, you don't ask me this, you don't do this. No, pretty reversed over here.
That's yeah. Funny. Yeah. No, Rachel's just content.
I think all content. The time of, you watch Love is Blind or any of these reality shows, and I have so many moments where I'm like, if we sign up for like cameras are on, what's this couple like? I mean, I'd be the country's least favorite person. I just randomly say, like, have you even said you love me today? I'll just.
If anyone's watched Love is Blind and watched Chelsea and.
What? The all time worst girl. She's the one who said she was Megan Fox. And then she would just. No, I mean, she started so many fights with that dude. That was.
I'm just messed around. But she was really kind of. Sorry, Chelsea. A little needy. And I would joke that was Trey.
Rachel's been watching a little bit of Love is Blind, and I have just picked up stuff here and there. I don't know which guy it is, but Rachel's told me there's a guy on there who every girl he's in a conversation with, he's admitted like pretty serious wrongdoing in previous relationships. Yes. And yeah. Girls continue to fall for him.
Yes.
There's like one girl, he's like, I gotta be honest, I cheated with my last girlfriend.
Yeah, I gotta be. He's really big on getting ahead of that, which is, I guess... Like, good,
yeah,
but
awful.
It's funny. You could also argue, like, is this a weird manipulation tactic where he's like, real quick, I cheated. They're like, he's so honest. He's so, that's so good.
He probably wouldn't do that again.
Or like, if he does it again, he could kind of be like, well, I kind of told you. I've done it before.
Are you stupid? It's crazy how
we were watched this talking. Have you guys, in your entire, like, think of everyone you've ever met, ever known, how many people do you know who've ever, like, cheated or been cheated on? I can maybe not think of one. And you on the show, and half of them are like, oh, cheat, yeah, me too. Or, no, not, well, technically, I got with a guy who was cheating. Like, I was the
home I was wrecker. The mistress.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was on Vine, 80% of the content on Vine towards the end of it was about cheating boyfriends and girlfriends.
And I would always watch it. I was like, I guess this is really relatable to people. Yeah. I know I...
That's what all the content was towards the end. When you catch her cheating with Lambo, you know, there was a lot of rental cars too.
Cheater caught.
Yeah. Gold digger prank. A cheaty girlfriend prank.
I don't even know.
Yeah. I'm with you there. I don't. If it's happening, people aren't telling me about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Let's... how long?
He was going 43.
I've got Oscars just happened. I have some meaningful content I'd like to review.
Okay, great.
First and foremost, click the YouTube short there. Pull that up. Look at this.
Anybody slapping anybody? I didn't watch.
I thought, again, this is bizarre. This doesn't get a little more. I guess this went kind of viral, but Adrian Brody won Best Actor.
Okay.
And I guess... 20 plus years ago, they had some viral moment where he and Halle Berry kissed on stage. Okay. It was kind of like, oh, what? You know, they're not together, but they kissed or something. Okay. I don't know. And so Adrian Brody, who is married.
Great transition.
I'm sorry, Georgina, but I got
to oh! Oh, my God.
Best Oscar moment ever.
She's laughing. Going, I had to. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah, is she apologizing to his wife?
That's
right
his
there?
Wife. Yeah. Yeah. As she approached, she goes, "Sorry, I have to," and smooched him. And she's like, "Sorry, I had to." And the wife's like, "Oh yeah."
I feel like the wife was probably not okay with it, but on the flip side, they are like actors and actresses who are pretty frequently kissing other people. Do you think it bothers them as much as it would bother us?
I don't know. I think sometimes it's easy to think like people in LA who are really famous, it's just different. I'm like, I don't think it's that different. I think it'd be like any other husband and wife kissing each other in front of you. Like, don't do that.
They so explained. So in 2003, Adrian won his first Oscar. And Halle Berry presented him with the award. He grabbed a shocked Halle Berry and pulled her in for a kiss before remarking, quote, "Beth, I didn't tell you that was in the gift bag."
Great line.
Great line.
I don't get it.
I didn't use that.
And she liked that because I feel like...
Actually, you should go to a bar and just smooch your girl and go, "How's that for a party favor?"
Was that on your bingo card?
Yeah. That wasn't on your 2025 bingo card, huh?
So they had to. Sorry, Adrian, we have to.
So I guess because he kissed her then, she's like, payback, I'm going to ruin your marriage.
That's a good point, yeah.
Kissed him, yeah.
Retribution. You know, attractive people can get away with just about anything.
They really can. I guess it's like, oh, it's Halle Berry. She's Catwoman. She's fast.
If that was Susan Boyle, you know, I don't think Adrian would have been so cool with it.
That's a good point.
Maybe she would have.
Meryl Streep walked by. She's like, sorry, honey, move over. She just smooched him. Like, was that Meryl?
Meryl.
Why would I kiss a girl? Then the pair, they hugged it out.
It's good to see Mario Lopez there, too. He's still getting gigs.
Halle Berry spoke to Variety, determined to get him back, about the surprise red carpet kiss. She said she had to, quote, pay him back. And this is the first time they've been on a red carpet together since 2003. She said, that was one heck of a night for him and for me as well to be part of this moment. I had to pay him back. I've seen him out at parties. This is the first time since that night that I've seen him on the red carpet somewhere. He's nominated this year. He deserved that. So I had to get him back.
Am I the only person who's never heard of Adrian Brody before?
Yeah, I don't.
You'd recognize him.
I mean, I just saw him. I didn't really recognize him.
Oh, well, I don't know. But it's interesting to think, I don't know, if I assaulted a woman, would she be like, just wait, I'm going to assault you back one day?
I think 22 years later is like was it statute of limitations? And then you're allowed to do it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where people aren't upset about this. I know the Hollywood's very confusing to me because sometimes they're like, hey, look at this old footage that's aged poorly.
when he just grabbed and kissed her.
Right. How old was he when he did that?
Wasn't three. He was 14.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He's 51 now, so.
Okay.
So, you know, Georgia Tech, do the math. 51 now, 2003. He was 14.
14. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And he knows, I just don't.
Wife only been married since 2020, so maybe.
Oh, that's, you know, not even.
They're still kind of in the swinging phase.
I feel like I've seen footage recently of, like, people who are, like, saying, like, we should all apologize to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, they're like that, because he was like, girl, ladies were like grabbing him and kissing him, and I guess because they're like,
yeah, like a teenager, people were like assaulting just creepy, him pretty weird. Much, and which is not good. I mean, that's,
I'll say it, not good.
What'd you hear about the Weinstein stuff?
There's more Weinstein stuff.
No, I'm just saying in general.
Oh, guys, we found our perfect nanny, so. We don't have to ever deal with this again. Dude, there's something different. You have a son and a daughter. I don't know if you felt this, Derek. If my son would wake me up in the night, I was ready to just like go outside and like run sprints or something, like down and back.
Get it out of his system.
She woke up in the night and I was just, she's smiling at me.
You actually were like trying to keep her awake.
It was just so cute.
I was like, please go back to sleep. And he was up there going, hi, Eva. I'm like, stop.
But both ways, too. Katie, she was sweeter to Thomas. She's a little less.
No.
I mean, a tiny bit. Probably people wouldn't notice.
No.
Yep.
No.
That's true, man.
After a great day, sometimes like 11 o'clock at night, I'm kind of bored. I'm like, can I just go wake up one of the kids? I'm kind of bored right now. Yeah. Can we go hang out, do something.
Go wake him up. What else happened at the Oscars? The only thing I've seen was one joke from Conan O'Brien. Did he have a good monologue he hosted or something?
I did. I saw he had the firefighters say some jokes that he wrote for them.
He had who?
They're like LA firefighters.
Oh, firefighters.
Not a band. They were like,
who are the Foo Fighters?
Literal firefighters. He goes, a firefighter goes, we're so sorry for all those people that lost their homes. By that, I mean the producers of Joker 2. It's good.
He thought it was funny.
That was a laugh.
And then the Adam Sandler bit, which I'll be honest, it's annoying.
You don't like how he dresses?
I do think it's endearing how walking down the streets of New York, he looks like a schmuck and you're like, cool. He doesn't care. He's probably a billionaire and he just doesn't care. That's cool. Certain settings, you're like, he's dressed down. He doesn't care, but he's at the Oscars. It's one thing if he showed up with like maybe jeans, you know, you're like, oh, he's not in the suit. He's
dressed down.
He looked insane. And you're like, all right.
Wait, I want a picture. I want to see.
Because at some point you think that Adam Sandler, to me, it reads very much like, I don't want attention, I don't care, which is cool. But if you dress like that to Oscars, you definitely want a whole lot of attention.
That's a good point. It also looks like you're not doing well.
But then the bit was fun, and he's like, Sandler, he's a legend. He's very funny. And then some people were like, wait. Sandler hugged Chalamet. He was in blue. Chalamet was in yellow. Ukraine. I saw
that's
that.
That's what I thought.
I wish I could be in a room sometime with like the top A-listers going. They're just hanging out. They're like, by the way, like, I guess I didn't even think of this. We were in blue and yellow. People think we're doing a Ukraine thing.
We supported Ukraine tonight. Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I just,
shout out, bro.
We didn't mean to do that at all. We were like, yeah, it was a whole planned thing. You text the Chalamet, wear a yellow suit. Track that down last second.
You know, for the flag. Did you see that Bob Dylan movie? With Chalamet?
I haven't. Was it good?
I haven't seen it either.
I just don't want to hear Bob Dylan's voice, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I didn't bother. Yeah. Kind of like the Elvis movie. I mean, you could do a lot of things to me before I'd sign up and hear that voice for 2 hours. It's like Batman. Maybe it's great. I can't do it. I can't believe when they're like, let's make this unbelievable Batman movie. Christian Bale, what do you think the voice should be? Or whoever was the first Batman.
Yeah,
that's
deeper.
What they do. Hey. Where is he? Where's the baby? Shut that baby up. let's get to some fan videos. What do we got, Derek? We got a
couple. An update.
We have an update.
Got an update. Oh, there she is.
This is our, for those who maybe missed it, we had this girl called in and admitted to possibly having the lower body of a horse, being a centaur. So this is a good follow-up.
What's up, Correct Opinions? It's Maddie, your favorite sheltered kid, horse girl, whatever you want to call me.
Centaur.
Just I wanted to follow up, and I'm sorry that this is coming a couple weeks after that whole bit. Maybe I'm already late to the game at this point, but somebody actually forced me to wear a bathing suit after that episode, and what? So I've been hiding in my barn stable for the last couple of weeks. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not a horse. I'm not a centaur. However, I do have a leg that's longer than the other. So what you were hearing was my feet. I do drag my feet when I walk.
Okay.
And, I swear I just heard a cowbell.
It drives what my husband that? Nuts. And it's also bad
that
enough
was
to
a,
the
go
point
back,
where
Derek. That was that was
There's
a
multiple
cowbell.
Cowbells, yeah.
That was definitely a cowbell.
It's around her waist.
And it's also bad enough to the point where I have a coworker who always knows when it's me coming down the hall because
the bell around my neck.
How my feet sound, I guess. I didn't realize it was that obnoxious, but y'all caught on to it real quick and you didn't let up. So, yeah. But just wanted to clarify also, I'm not like on a highway or anything. I'm actually taking a stroll. That's what I was doing when I recorded that first video. So you don't have to worry. I'm not in danger like this guardrail you thought it was, not on a highway or anything. But it would have made sense if you did hear horses around. It wasn't a horse, it was just me. Also, I just wanted to clarify that I don't hate my body. I'm actually very thankful for the body that God has given me and that I have two legs and two feet. Even if they're obnoxious when I walk, like the fact that I have that, I'm grateful for. I'm just modest, and I don't really care to show off a whole lot of skin, which is totally fine. And I had a lot of girls coming to my defense in the comments, so I'm glad to know that I'm not alone in that. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say. I was going to eat an apple during this video, but I didn't have an apple. And I thought, you know what, the bit's over. It's probably not even funny. But anyways, yeah. I hope y'all have been able to enjoy some of this warmer weather here in Missouri. It's beautiful.
She said she's tired of the bit. That's the one they jam in. So
that is all. I will talk to y'all later. Bye. But
it is kind of confusing because
she didn't really answer any questions for me.
Because you hear about like how many fingers I have. Nope, it's 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. Is a foot separate than a leg? She said, "I'm thankful for my two legs and two feet. The two in front of the legs and the two in back are the 2 feet. I think for a combined 4.
Right. That is this centaur. It's a subtle distinction, but your typical modern day horse has 4 legs. Centaurs have 2 legs and 2 feet.
Enough for me.
There was a cowbell too.
That bell was going off.
Well, hey, thanks for the follow-up. Thanks for giving us updates. I hope to see you at a meet and greet sometime. Could brush your hair or something.
Yeah, have a carrot on you.
Yeah, no kidding. Say, what's on the rider? I was like, I'd like to have a bottle of water, some basic wine, and we're going to need sugar cubes just in case.
In case Maddie shows up tonight.
Do we have...
I'll be back.
Thank you. Oh, we had a... Anyone else?
We got two... potentially 2 more.
Okay, let's see. Who we got? What is up? Again, send us your fan videos to treykinney.com/correctopinions. We'd love to hear from you.
What is up, Trey, Jake, Katie, and family man Derek?
Yo.
That little pause was anytime someone shouts out Derek, you can hear just silently in the background, yo. So that pause was to acknowledge that. My name is Jennifer. I am from Michigan. I'm an OG Recty. Been listening for a long time, love the podcast, and I have a game for you guys to play.
All right.
At my work, someone's family member died, and they send out the obituaries, and I was reading it, and they listed off all the names of this person's grandkid, and I knew I had to send a video in. So the game is I'm
Let's
going
make fun
to
of this dead person's
say
grandkids.
The name of one of the people And then I don't, Derek, if you want to pause the video, okay, you guys have to try and guess how it's spelled.
Oh, this is fun.
So
this
I'll start with the first name is Cody.
Okay, pause. All right. Okay, I mean, so if she's asking.
She's asking. And this guy's super dead. That's just we're going to make fun of them.
And Cody's grandpa's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. I have two options. Do we go K or do we go EY? Or do we go both?
Cody. Yeah, that's kind of the big. I'm gonna go Cody.
You know what? I'm going rogue. Give me Codie. It's a lady, Cody. Seems like a feminine way of spelling it.
Final answer.
All right, we're both locking it in.
And how it's spelled is Kodee.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. So this person's a maniac.
The next name is Logan.
All right.
Oh, this is fun. All right. I messed this up.
How do you
Logan
throw an H in there?
All right. Bear with me. I think it's L O E W.
Oh.
G A N.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Final
Logan.
And that is spelled L O G Y N. So that's not that crazy, but still different than the typical. The next one is Colton.
Colton.
So
probably stick with the K's.
K. There's probably a Y.
It's a combination.
Let's just not overthink it.
We know
it. K-O-L-T-Y-N.
Yep. Colton. Easy.
And that is spelled K-O-L-T-Y-N.
Bang!
Throw a K in there, which you don't often see for Colton.
Thank you.
The next one is Raven.
I think they go Y again.
R Raven. Yeah. Maybe, man, another Y.
Two Ys? It could be a Y in the Ray.
R A Y V Y N N.
Two N.
Yeah. This grandpa's insane.
And that is spelled R A V Y N. So
we overthought it.
Likes a lot of Ys in the names.
All right. Keep that in mind. And
then the last one is Swayze.
I mean, Swayze. That's insane.
All right. So, what, Robert Swayze? What's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. Jr. Robert Swayze Jr. Iron Man.
Normal way of spelling Swayze. I mean, there's got to be a Y. S-W-A-Y.
S. So, if it's spelled just the way Patrick Swayze wrote it, she kind of oversold all these, right?
Yeah.
But it's, so Swayze is spelled S-W-A-Y-Z-E.
Okay, so.
How'd they make that weird?
Z E E. They did that with Cody.
Swayze. S W A Y Z E E.
All right.
And that is spelled S W A Y Z I I.
Oh!
So that
what kind of M. Night Shyamalan name is that?
Roman numerals in there. Swayze 2.
Yeah.
Job. I see names of a bunch of other people, and I just had to include this one. All so right. Here's Great. Another one to guess.
One
more?
How okay, it's spelled more. Is Alexander.
All right, we'll end on Alexander. I think it's
A-L-Y?
A-L-Y-X. Alex.
Oh,
there's a Z. Alex. A-L-Y-Z.
Alexander.
Yeah.
Alexander.
Yeah, Alexander.
I'm going two X's in a row.
Two X's. Okay.
Oh, get crazy, right. Derek.
And that was spelled A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R.
Whoa.
All right.
They're trying to be like
thanks for sending that in. That was a fun game. We need to play that game more often.
Alexander.
Alexander.
That was, you see that in obituary. You've got to call into a podcast. Like, other people need to know how insane this is. Cody.
Dude, well, thanks. Yeah, send us all your videos. We want to see them. Trading.com/correct opinions.
If you sent in a video and haven't seen it on the podcast, it's because it might be on the Patreon episode.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I also got to see our boy DJ Michael V.
Oh, you did?
He was in town. Stopped by. He was on a show with Holvey as the headliner.
Oh, great.
Familiar with him?
Yeah.
That was good stuff, man. He had his whole family on the road.
He did.
Which is cool to see because I want to do it.
Did you get to talk to him?
Very briefly. It was like, you know, Michael got off, said what's up. He was about to go on stage. So yeah, but he was just like, yeah, man, it's worth it. Do it, because we're going to try it. But yeah, got some good and some fun hangs with Michael. I'll say more on the Patreon too.
Oh, good.
Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Thank you for all the support. That means a lot. And it was a good weekend. I have Gorilla Glue on my ring. You have kids, you deal with this glue a lot more.
Because of broken arts stuff. And crafts?
Let's fix it. Let's fix broken things. Is it going to be on my ring forever?
I don't know. You could try some butter.
Butter to get it off?
Cisco. Crisco. One of those.
Speaking of butter, man. Katie made homemade bread. She's starting to scare me. She's like, yeah, crunchier. There's bread in the oven. I was like, what? This is a girl who I couldn't get her to cook a thing. She's like, I made bread. I'm like, why?
The store already has it.
She's like, you know, he likes bread. It'd be nice to just get some, like, you know, stuff we know. It's good ingredients. I was like, oh boy. If you show up here with, like, black market milk, I'm going to start getting real concerned.
Yeah, that's the next step. That's raw milk.
Next step.
Yeah, kind of.
Let's just take it easy. Awful bread, though.
Right.
That's her first try. Like, it's kind of hard to not... It's still, like, good in terms of, like, all breads. Have you ever had bread where you're like, blah?
Yeah, it's edible.
So she needs to dial it in a little bit, but I was like, wow, we got homemade bread now? This is awesome. And then she had... I just got our regular old cheap butter we have. She goes, no, check that drawer. She got some premium this or that butter. I was like, whoa, this is getting scary.
Better ingredients. Worse bread.
She said... And she's like, I see that measles outbreak. She's like, good. I don't think we should have the measles vaccine. She didn't say that.
Yeah.
Constantly joke that she's not allowed to read the news because she'll, you know,
like react quickly to it.
Plane crash. She's one of these. She's like, every plane's crashing. Like, well, there's the one that was bad, but now, you know, they just whore out the plane stories. Look at this FedEx plane. It's on fire. That happens all the time.
Someone on Facebook said that there were more plane crashes last February. It's just part of the news cycle February.
It sure is. So the measles thing. Then so our new nanny, we're like, I think we found her. That's going to be great. She seems awesome. He's like, could you ask her if she's vaccinated for the measles? It's spreading, Trey. It's spreading fast. Like, I mean, sure, I'll ask.
That sucks. So you had to ask, like, so you're good with the salary and the hours?
We had spent some time with her. We were like having like a dinner, hanging vibes. I was like,
do you do it really like each other? I was unconfidently. Like, so
yeah, this is great. So this is gonna be good. Measles? Crazy, right?
Measles? You get a measles vaccine? How's your dinner? Do you get a measles vaccine?
Well, let's FaceTime.
You guys want to get another bottle?
That's fun. Is that your mom calling? Let's answer. Let's see if she chose to say yes to the vaccine.
Let's see what kind of records. Yeah. Mom, Stu? What's up? You said this appetizers are good.
Yeah.
Measles vaccine? So you're good to go.
We're good to go. She gave off a good vibe. She's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure my parents didn't do anything weird. We got all the things.
Yeah. You know, I don't like when people assume you should know when your last tetanus shot was. Does anyone know when their last tetanus shot was?
I think I've gotten 5 in the last 10 years, I think. Because they just like, sure. Pump it in me, man.
I've got my first doctor's appointment as an adult next Tuesday. Pretty excited because I got a list of things I'm going to have them take a quick peek at.
This is interesting. This is fun.
Rachel's doing.
Been a doctor in any capacity in the last 10 years.
As far as like a checkup, like I've went to urgent care because I had stitches. I've, you know, like I've things that needed immediate care I've been taken care of. Mm-hmm. But as far as a checkup, blood work, I don't even know what happens at a doctor. I don't even know what to say. That has not happened since I was 18 playing high school basketball.
They're like, all right, sir, come back here. The doctor will be right in. She walks in, you're butt naked. She's like, oh my God. He's like, wait, I thought.
Oh, should I?
They told me they were checking everything.
Should I have been bent over? I don't know how this goes.
Sorry. I know.
She's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, yes, I've been lifting. Yeah, I should have known this would happen. Mm-hmm. You're so shocked by me.
So I did the same thing that you're doing. I went a long time without going. Then I came in with a list of things because it was like 10 years for me too.
Yeah.
The doctor immediately said, oh, so do you have anxiety issues? Because she thought I was like paranoid about this. But I was like, no, I haven't like done anything with this in disgusting. Like 10 years.
I'm a freak.
Yeah.
So did you get were they responsive to your list?
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get the treatment where it's like, well, is it hurt? And then I say, no. And they say, ah, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. Don't worry about it. Which I'm debating still doing the fancy body scan thing.
Oh, yeah. The real then we're, fancy one.
Yeah, like we said, we were talking. But then I had a very wise, Katie's doctor friend was like, I just be careful because, you know, some people, they get a scan back. Like, hey, everything's great. Everything's good. But they got this one little spot here.
Oh, yeah. I can like reveal things.
Keep an eye on it. Yeah. That's completely harmless. I would never know my whole life. And now I'm like, oh, my God.
You got a crooked Adam's apple.
It's a cancer. It's just waiting.
That could potentially happen to me tomorrow. So next Tuesday is my first ever doctor's visit. But tomorrow, Rachel also signed me up for a dermatology appointment. Never had one of those.
Ooh,
got a few moles cool. on the body, though. So it is probably smart. But it
make,
is a little.
Make sure they're not your neighbors. That was tough. When I moved into the neighbors, this woman had seen my.
I thought you meant like sometimes melanoma can look like two moles next to each other. And I was is that what it's called?
Be careful.
Like, you have like neighbors on your back.
If you got neighbor moles. They are not friends.
I see. You're saying they were your literal neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Literal neighbor, yeah. Who has seen parts of my body that Katie hasn't seen. That's tough. But, you know, that's life, so, I guess.
I'll update you guys. Yeah, one thing at a time.
Yeah, keep us posted. Oh, we're going to continue on Patreon. Patreon.com/StrayKennedy. Appreciate the love. And we will talk to you guys next week, as always. Go to the doctor, okay?
Go see your doctor and go see us on Patreon.
Peace. Correct opinion.